Scott.
And my name is Jason.
There we go. So, I guess we'll preface this by saying this is...
Well, don't just like, welcome.
Right.
Like, there's potentially there's a viewer or a listener.
There might be three or four friends.
So, like, welcome. Thank you for listening to this, first of all, because it's probably going to be painful.
But informative.
Informative?
At the root of it all, okay. Informative. That's the point. Okay. Not really. I guess, really, we're just trying to have fun and talk about things that interest or shock us.
Mostly shock us.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything more, there's really nothing informative in this one, let's be honest. Like, yeah. It's all pretty gross.
If I'm looking at the list.
There's a lot of nasty things we're going to talk about today. And maybe we'll put some links down in the description so you guys can get a chance to get a sneak peek at those.
If we don't, we're doing
tell you to Google whatever we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I guess that's a perfect segue here.
Is it? Wait, have we given them a clear explanation of what this is?
Okay, let's sum it up.
Okay.
You go ahead.
This is just, like, this is hopefully weekly. I don't know. I'm not going to tie myself down to that right now, but... Our podcast, we just want to have fun, just talk to you guys, share funny, interesting, anything, basically anything that we find entertaining, we're hoping that you will find entertaining as well, so we just want to share that with you and just share in the joy of whatever that is.
Exactly. As the podcast that we listen to. So.
I guess we just need to go into our... Oh, wait, before we go into our first topic... This is going to be an ongoing segment, and we are going to get drunk while we do this every single time. So we're going to have our drink of the week.
Right on.
Do you have a jingle for it?
Drink of the week.
It's here. Okay. So this week we are drinking, I don't even know how to say this.
It's Leinenkugels. It's German.
Leinenkugels. Leinenkugels.
It's a
lemon berry shandy.
So essentially, it's like a Mike's for the manly. Man.
It's a Mike's. It's fruiting the beer, which is generally frowned upon, but it's actually pretty tasty.
Yeah, it tastes fantastic.
So I'm just gonna take a drink here.
Go ahead, take it slow. Drink it in. It's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna get burpy though.
My dad's calling me.
Maybe if we talk about this, we talk about this enough, they'll like sponsor us, or we'll get sued.
Regardless, it's a fruity, girly
delicious
beer
drink.
By any manly definition, but
yes.
We enjoy it and we're gonna keep drinking it.
So. And so, keeping on the topic of food, we're gonna talk about cake, specifically, cake farts.
Cake farts, for those of you...
you explain this.
Who don't
I have
know.
Nothing to do with this.
For those of you who don't know, I was actually turned on to... Well...
Turned on? Jesus.
By cake farts. I was educated about cake farts, I'd say probably as much as 2 years ago by a friend of mine, and he just sent me a video via text of some girl. So, cake farting...
explain to them what it is. It's on Urban Dictionary.
It's
so
on Urban Dictionary,
good.
So you can look up cake fart. You just have a cake, and it's kind of a porn thing. Women, I've never seen a man do it, but I haven't seen a lot of videos, will sit down, spread their ass, and sit down on a cake and fart. I mean, they'll sit down on it and push their ass up in it. Just really mush it up there. The more cake in ass, the better. And then they just fart, and it's just like an up close anal view. They're just chocolate cake, vanilla cake, it doesn't matter. And
it's literally just chicks spreading their ass cheeks and farting on a cake. And here's the thing, okay? Like I have seen there has been, I know there's a lot of weird, sick fetish things out there in the world. Like, far be it for me to say what's weird or sick. Like, that's just a personal opinion
yeah,
of mine,
who the
obviously.
Fuck are you, man?
But, my question is, okay, I'm hoping by now you guys have paused this and watched a cake fart video before we continue so you can share in this joy with us.
Yeah.
Number one, my biggest question, why the fuck does this exist? Okay? It makes no sense. I mean, no, okay, just hear me out.
I'm listening.
Who was the first person who thought, you know what would be great? It's one thing to sit on a cake. Like, be like, oh, sit on that cake and I'm gonna, like, clean it off. Whatever, if you want to do that, if that is something that appeals to you, go for it. But to sit on a cake and he was like, fart. You know what? Fart in that cake and that is going to sexually excite me. What the fuck is A, wrong with that person? And B, how did they decide this? It's kind of like, no, I liken this. Let me finish.
Do it.
I liken this to, who was the first person to, like, discover milk on a cow? Who was the first sick motherfucker who saw an udder and was like, you know what? I'm gonna squeeze that. Gross, right? And then when that white shit comes out, no one knows what it is yet, and he's like, you know what?
I'll drink it.
I'm gonna drink it. I'm just gonna drink
it. Build strong bones.
Yes. His first thought.
This liquid is white. My bones are white.
It's gonna build strong bones. That's probably exactly what he thought.
Milk is bones. I mean, that's all we knew at the time. Why?
Was that real?
Why?
Stop talking. Anyway. But my question with cake farts is why does it exist? I just find it mostly disgusting.
I mean, yeah, it's gross.
I mean, the video we watched, the girl was attractive, mm-hmm. but I mean, she would have been attractive without farting on a cake.
I know, and it's just more power to her, because she can be attractive while sitting, farting, squatting on a cake.
Basically taking an air dump on a cake.
Yeah, and it was gross, and she had a lot of fart.
She did! She did!
She had, like, the one we watched. 2 minutes, and she's farting sporadically from like 30 seconds to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
A lot of fart.
Yeah, she had a lot of gas.
The funny part, too, when you watch the videos, is when they come up and there's just all the frosting with like the top layer of cake just stuck to the ass cheeks.
Like falling off of it.
And then they're just, I just think it all stems from, I mean, you know that the whole anal game is just like, people are into the anal game. People are into the anal stuff, and I think that's really where it all comes from. It's like, we've had plenty of anal sex, weird, like, anal inspection, I'm sure. I don't watch creepy porn, but...
Have you seen that video where it's a... Be warned. It's the guy who shoves the jar up his ass?
Yeah.
And then it breaks apart?
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
So, I mean, if you think... if you're getting nauseous, have a drink, settle down.
Oh, my God. I couldn't get through that video. I almost died.
Yeah, no, that grossed me out. And it's like two girls, one cup and everything. I guess when you think about that shit, that was years ago. Cake fart, it's just one of the many. It's just right in there with everything else. It's weird, it's gross, and people watch it. That's the bottom line.
I guess that is the bottom line. And here's the thing, though. Here's the other thing. People don't know this thing exists. People do not know. Unless someone has shown them this, they do not know that cake farting is a thing or exists, right? So all of the views that are on these videos are simply from people being curious. It's not like people are like, oh, yeah, I want to see a fucking cake fart right now. It's there. It's something. It's odd. It's something they're just going to look at. They're coming across it, or someone has told them about it. It's not. It's completely manufactured.
Yeah, and it spreads like wildfire.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I like it.
I don't understand it.
In a weird, creepy way, I like it. I mean, I don't like watch cake fart videos for recreation. For purposes, like enjoyment.
Like whacking it to cake farts.
Yeah, it's just the same.
I'm happy you're not whacking it to cake farts.
Not that anybody knows of anyway.
You wouldn't admit it.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. But I won't stop.
Yeah. I won't stop.
You can't make me. The question isn't who's going to let me. The question is who's going to stop me.
Yeah, no one. Because it's in the privacy of your own sick fantasies.
Anyway, look up cake farts. Do yourself a favor. Watch a cake fart video.
Or not. I mean, I showed some people. I actually showed a few of my friends at the bar last night, and it was loud in the bar, so they couldn't hear it.
They don't need
but
to.
They didn't need to. And the looks on their faces
is priceless.
Yeah, they were disgusted, and I was like, "What you don't know right now is she is literally farting the entire time."
Yeah, she's farting. So
no, okay, wait. We also discussed this. What about? Oh, this is just too much.
cake farts.
Another thing with cake farts is you have to know, you have to be ready.
What do you mean?
Like, she has to know. She's like, I've got a lot of farts right now, man.
We need to do this now.
Yeah. Dairy, probably.
Yeah, this girl dairy or gluten. Something she's, that set her off.
Yeah, yeah. She has some sort of allergy, and she knows if she eats that, she's just going to be able to fart like a crazy person. So.
More power to her.
But that's also weird to think about. They were sitting around waiting until she was like, all right, I have some gas.
Yeah,
let's do this.
Roll camera, bitch.
Roll camera. She's got gas.
We got the cake. We got.
Don't
the
let
fart.
Her out before the camera rolls. Okay, so that's enough about cake farts.
Yeah, we'll move on.
But
speaking
of other videos and other sick things in the world,
Courtney, baby, Courtney.
You
Fine.
Take the lead on this, because this is... You,
I found
let's
this.
Just be clear, he is pointing out all of this stuff to me, so...
My friend Dennis on Vine retweets a video, or Revines, sorry, Revines a video. I fucking hate Revines. I hate that it's a thing, people Revine videos.
I didn't even have a Vine until he told me that I needed to watch this video, and then I immediately regretted it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
So, I am flipping through my feed, and I scroll down, and all of a sudden, it's pretty close up, there's an ass, and there's a dog standing on its hind legs, each paw for each ass cheek, licking this girl's asshole, and I can't remember verbatim what the caption says, but I think it says, dog... my dog licking my ass, and there's one of those little emojis of water splash, and then it says so horny.
Ugh.
And I'm just like, what in the fuck is going on here? So and then as if that's not enough, you go ahead and you go to her Vine, and it's all the videos. You don't see her face. All you see is either her fingering herself, her ass, or her dog
licking her or her butt.
Yeah, or her butt.
Or there's also a video of her like playing with her dog's pussy. And it says it says so soft is the description, and like that's what she's saying in the video as she's like rubbing her dog's clit. It is so sweet. No, it is so disturbing.
And it's awful, and then brings up the whole animal cruelty thing. And
no,
I get
it is gonna. No, someone is gonna send her to jail.
I guess
she needs to go to jail. It's disgusting.
Think so.
No, that is animal. That is animal. Far be it for me to care about animal cruelty. I hit cats. Like I aim for cats when they're in the road. But having a dog lick your... Like, would you let a dog lick your dick?
No, not a chance.
Put peanut butter on your balls and just go to town,
man. My dog licks like crazy. She'll come up and try to lick your dick if you're taking a dump. My parents' dog. Name's Harley. Licks like a monster.
I know, but you don't let her.
No, and all
and
my
you
friends
don't sit there
would
and
always
enjoy
fucking
it.
Be like, oh, Harley, come over, lick this. And I'd be like, guys, don't molest my fucking dog. Like,
don't molest my dog.
Please, like, any other dog, do what you want to fucking do, but not my dog, not tonight. It's not fucking happening.
Not my dog.
So, Courtney, shit, I should have emailed her before we did this. I'm going to contact Courtney for you guys. In a later episode, and we're going to interview her, and I'm going to figure out the motive and the desire behind this dog. And she's moaning in these videos, and it is...
She is enjoying it.
It can't
she's clearly
fake.
Enjoying
yeah, she
it.
She is... Oh.
It is disgusting. It's disgusting.
I'd like to say that I'm kind of a supporter of weird shit like that. Like, not on a I-want-to-do-it-too level, but I think it's funny, and shit like that needs to exist just for humor purposes. But it's gross.
It is very disgusting.
It's
I don't like
gross.
It. I don't like it.
Okay, so we're going to get past Courtney here, and we're going to talk about something.
It physically made me sick to my stomach. That's all I'm saying. Like, I found nothing exciting about that besides the fact that I was just so repulsed.
I know, and I get it, but I can't help but laugh at shit like that.
Okay.
So we've got a segment. This is going to be our other reoccurring segment, one of hopefully many, so we can continue this and we don't run out of material.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot what the acronym stands for.
It's called Fucked Up News.
Yes, Fucked
and
Up News.
If you didn't pencil that out, it's fun. Duh. As an acronym. So, as we like to say, and I don't know much about this. And I guess
I'm actually
right now.
Yeah. Well, wait. Do you just want to? Hang on. I shouldn't be Googling this while we're having this discussion. I should have been a little prepared.
Much already.
Whoa.
Get over here. I'm trying to do a serious podcast. God. I'm trying to haul ass and get paid.
I can't see you and do this at the same time. Lewiston, Idaho. Man. Not jumps off bridge. Google search Lewiston, Idaho. Man. Autofill.
Jumps off bridge.
And if I lived in Lewiston, Idaho, I would probably jump off a bridge also. So that makes sense. It probably happens a lot.
Never been to Lewiston, Idaho.
I'm just going
to
search.
To Pocatello.
Man. Okay. Here it is. It was actually in Clarkston. Okay. My bad. It was in Clarkston.
Man found naked with severed penis in Clarkston, Idaho.
Okay. So here's what happens. Here's what happens. I was watching the news a while back. This is probably about a month old now. But basically, a 62-year-old Clarkston man was discovered at about 4:20 in the morning in Clarkston, Idaho, with his dick cut off. He was conscious, laying in a pool of blood, and his penis had been severed off.
Yes. Do
which
we know?
Is great. He's literally in the... Okay, a man... Just wait. Paint this mental picture with me. Like, just go with me.
Everybody.
62-year-old man, middle of the road in bumfuck nowhere, let's be clear, with pool of blood, dick cut off. Okay? They follow... And conscious, like, awake. Okay?
Sad.
Like, my junk is hurting right now just thinking of this.
It's not even comfortable.
They follow a trail of blood and they find his dick and they try to get it reattached. And here's the thing, I don't know if it was, like, successful or not. I have yet to find a follow-up on this to see if the guy is, like, still living. Maybe he jumped off the bridge after he realized he didn't have a penis anymore.
Do we know if he cut the penis off himself or if he had a bad relationship or what kind of...
Oh, no! Okay, hey, update.
Update, he's dead.
No. The wounds were self-inflicted and mental health issues were a leading factor.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we could have called that, but... You don't need a fucking newsreel. He's nuts.
Wow.
This guy's nuts.
Obviously.
What else are we seeing here? I'm not reading this. Keep us informed.
There's no danger to the general public, is just what they're saying. Like, I mean...
Don't worry, he's not cutting off other people's dicks.
It's just his own. Which, no, I feel bad that it's mental health issues. Like, I feel bad about that.
We fucking put a fucking gauze pad over that shit so he doesn't cut it
off
again.
No, I don't think... I don't... And see, the thing... I do not know if they were able to successfully reattach it.
Which hasn't...
That I do not know, yeah. I have no idea if they were able to successfully reattach it. I mean, you would think that the news would tell me that, but they haven't.
Well, more power to him.
Yeah, you know?
If you can cut off your own dick. You ever watch those Pain Olympics videos?
The what?
The Pain Olympics?
No.
It was back in Two Girls, One Cup era. I remember that shit.
Oh, Lord.
And it was this guy cutting off his penis and cutting his balls open, his scrotum open, all on a cutting board. It's just like right on the view, right on the cutting board, and he's just dicing up his dick.
Wow.
It's fucked up. I couldn't bring myself to even put a knife near my penis. It's not a funny joke.
No.
Sometimes when I'm hanging out with my girlfriend and she starts fucking with me and like running and trying to grab me, like not in like a let's have sex.
Why do you have to bring your girlfriend into this? Why do you have to rub it in?
Sorry.
God.
Are you going to go into the...
No, you continue. You just called me.
Mm-mm. Not even talking to you about it. I'm just saying when my girlfriend... I didn't even bring up your current situation. When my girlfriend...
My name
runs
is Jason.
Out,
you fuck. Okay.
Anyway,
continue.
She, Yeah, and it just makes me uncomfortable. I don't even want somebody grabbing in the not, like, sexual, physical way. It's scary.
Sometimes when I'm in my kitchen naked cooking, because I do that. I live alone. I live alone, so I can do whatever the F I want here. I don't like, do anything with knives if I don't at least have underwear on. And even then, I'm still nervous.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, no, I mean, no, I'm not kidding.
No, you're not kidding.
No, I don't want... I am too clumsy. I know that I would just slip with a knife one time and I would, like, nick my penis, and that would be terrifying.
More than that, I would worry about my feet. Like...
I do worry about my feet.
If it wouldn't be my penis.
I have dropped knives in the kitchen before and, like, jumped up.
Slice my penis, like, straight down.
Yeah.
It's not... What are you doing?
It's a real thing. I'm getting back to the thing.
Okay.
You calm down, please.
Good. No problem.
So yeah, that's our fucked up news of the week. It's local, which is scary.
Yeah. I think we'll try to keep it local. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, why not?
Yeah, keep every... We'll give you some fun every week. Fun Spokane.
I mean,
if
something happens in another region or something, I mean... Mm-hmm. I mean, if something if Amanda Bynes tries to light her dog on fire again, we're obviously going to talk about it.
And we'd love to go into it.
But I mean, right now, we have nothing to really say about Amanda Bynes right now. She's been in, like, psychiatric hold for a few weeks.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't do
much
entertaining.
She's off the market for us.
Yeah, yeah.
So, leaving our fun to have some more fun, because I know we love Batman.
What was that? That was the worst transition ever.
But
you're bad at this. We'll figure it out. This is our first podcast.
Cut us some slack. What are we going to do? Ben Affleck.
For those of you, you should all know by now, it was, like, huge news yesterday.
Yeah.
I got, like, a tweet update on my phone. I'm just kidding. It wasn't a tweet.
Have
you noticed? Have you noticed I started using Twitter?
Good for you.
I started posting a little bit. I commented on something you did yesterday, and you didn't respond. But whatever, I'm not.
All you said was yikes. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, because I don't know what that was about. Anyway, new Batman. It's been confirmed. Ben Affleck.
And I like Ben Affleck. But I don't know how I feel about Ben Affleck being Batman.
See, here's the thing. I also agree with you. I don't mind Ben Affleck as an actor. I think he's done, like, Argo was great.
So good. Love that
movie. Batman?
Yeah. It just doesn't make
sense.
Like,
here's the thing. Batman is a badass.
Yeah.
I don't see him as a badass.
Well, Ben Affleck's a badass. I mean...
No. Have you seen Daredevil?
No.
Have you seen Daredevil?
Is he Daredevil?
Or wait, Daredevil. Yes, yeah, the blind guy, right?
Maybe.
In the red leather suit? Yeah, no. They only made one movie, because it was terrible. And I just don't... I do not see... Like, He's not a superhero.
I hear you there. He's not a... I guess we're classic.
I feel like
here.
He will be more relatable as... He will be more realistic as Bruce Wayne than he would be as Batman.
Right. A businessman.
Yes.
But
he is Bruce Wayne. He is not Batman.
He was badass in Argo with the willingness to go behind enemy lines. But he's not the tough guy that beats ass.
No.
He's more of a mental badass. Like, you know, that sounded stupid, but you know what I mean.
In this version that they are creating, Superman better kill Batman.
Oh, is that what it's about?
It's Superman versus Batman.
The next movie?
Yes. The next Superman movie is Batman versus Superman.
I would like to go on record saying my vote will always be Batman over Superman.
Here's the thing. I would agree with you. Christopher Nolan's Batman, or whatever. Not Christopher
Superman?
Nolan.
Oh, Christian Bale?
Yeah, Christian Bale's Batman easily could go toe-to-toe with the new Superman. New Superman versus...
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
You don't think it's going to...
No. Superman better kill him.
Would I?
That's the only way it's going to be believable, is if Superman kills Ben Affleck's version. No, that would be great, though. Wait, but think about this. It would be a great way to, like, have a one-off of, like, oh, this Batman is dead. So they don't have to tie... If they decide, like, they don't really want him to do it again, just kill him off.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Over.
It's like, oh, he was just Batman once.
Yeah.
Because now he's dead.
Just like when people get pregnant in real life.
And you what? Do you shove them downstairs?
No.
Oh.
You just put them pregnant in the show. Then they're dead.
Oh.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Kind of.
If I got a girl pregnant, the end of that story would be I shove her down the stairs.
I'd be like,
I'm in college, okay?
So, okay, so guys, Jason will... doesn't support a girl tickling her dog's clit on Vine, but he's gonna push his fucking girlfriend down the stairs she's got a baby inside.
Context, context. I'm in college. I'll just be like, babe, I love you, but you'll thank me later. Boom.
That's so mean.
Guess what? Guess what? Now we've
never approached a pregnancy scare.
Now we both get to graduate from college and have careers. So you're welcome.
Thank you.
It's really women's equality. It's really women's equality. So, ladies.
Before we lose track of this, I don't want to forget that I am really nervous about the Batman voice. Because you know how Christian Bale becomes
Batman. Is he just Loja's voice?
Yeah, but how is Ben Affleck's Batman voice going to be, you know?
I think it better not be his normal voice.
No, he's gonna have to lower it.
I'm Batman. Shut up, Ben Affleck.
Goodwill Hunting.
Affleck.
Fantastic.
Affleck. Yeah. All right.
What are you looking at?
No, I was just burping. I'm burping up this legal hoodles or whatever this shit is.
Leinenkugels.
Leinenkugels. I don't think that's correct. I don't think that is not the correct pronunciation, but we'll go with it.
I'm gonna go with it. Okay. I mean, it's German. That's all everybody needs to know, and it tastes like berries and brew.
Anyway, I think, have we exhausted Batman? Is that all we got?
Yeah, I mean, after The Voice, I don't have any other concerns. I'm excited to see how it goes. I like Ben Affleck. I would have liked to just have Christian Bale do it. I don't know.
They offered Christian Bale $50 million to do it.
I don't understand. No. I guess not being just a college kid that makes okay money for a college kid, I just don't understand how $50 million doesn't entice you to play a fucking hard ass.
I know.
That whoops ass. Like.
And here's, okay, and oh, just back to Christian Bale.
How much?
He's not, like, I feel like he's done the whole, like, tentpole big, like, the big star thing, you know what I mean? Like, that big action movie. And he's probably going into that phase of his life where he's like, I just want to try to do some, like, he's totally going to go into art house mode. Like, he's going to try to do smaller movies, smaller bit parts, and try to get, like, an Academy Award. Which, wait, didn't he win one, or was he nominated?
Dude, did you see him in,
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Fuck. Did he win, or was he just nominated?
I couldn't tell you. Don't
quote me on this. I think he lost, and I think he left.
Like
didn't
got
win.
Up and left.
Yes, like he left the Academy.
Well, good
Awards
for him, because win. As fucking Mickey
or he won,
whoever,
or he won and was super gracious about it. But I'm not 100%.
I could see he seems like a gracious
hang
guy.
Hang on, I can Google this.
Yeah,
I
check
can,
it out.
Because, I can Google this.
But The Fighter was fantastic. That's an Academy Award role. Like,
yeah,
to
I mean,
play a
no,
fucking drug addict, he did a fantastic job. But I just, regardless of his acting skills, and I'm sure he likes those roles more because it challenges him more, you know, whatever, that's what he's going to
tell. Oh, no, He definitely won that year for Best Supporting Actor.
Exactly.
So here's the thing, okay.
Supporting Actor.
So here's the thing. So he's already got the Academy Award. He has shown, he has proved his chops. Just fucking take the money and do what the people want you to do. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like,
just do what the public wants you to do.
Yeah, you don't
play Batman, be a badass. When you're done playing Batman, when your contract expires, whatever the fuck that is, because they're going to try to sign him on for more.
Yeah.
Then do whatever you want. But right now, the public wants you to be Batman, so just do it.
And the thing is, too, if they're offering you
if the public wanted me to be Batman right now, I would just do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not where my career is going. It's not really what I want to do right now. But if the public wants me to be Batman, I will be Batman for $50 million.
No duh. Fuck. Like, no questions asked. And if he does it for $50 million now, and then he expresses a lack of desire next time, it's $75
million. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just setting yourself up.
But I mean, what do you give to a guy who's already got millions and millions of dollars?
I guess it's true. I mean, think about it. If you had $100 million, and you have, obviously, every movie star's got investments, they've got companies, he's never going to be broke.
No.
So I guess...
What do you give to the guy who has everything?
How do we begrudge him for thinking, I don't need any more
money? Maybe they should have thrown in, like, a free blowjob a day.
Yeah, if he was up and coming... I'm sure he gets plenty of blowjobs. If he was up and coming, I guess it would make more sense. But since he's been established for so long, I'm sure he's got the house. He's got the cars. He's got the home in fucking
Is he married?
Hawaii.
I don't know if he's married.
I don't know.
marital I'm not going to keep looking at his.
Yeah, we're not going to Google. We're not going to fucking Facebook.
Wikipedia. This is not a Christian Bale informative hour. So,
but
maybe whatever. It doesn't matter.
I guess so. Although I wish he would just play Batman and take the money. I get it. You've got everything. You've got money to buy everything else that you're going to potentially want. He's old.
Yeah.
I mean, not old, but he's getting
older. He's older than us.
I mean, how long can you be put on the fucking Batman suit? So I guess I look forward
His man boobs are going to get floppy.
I look forward to Ben Affleck. I look forward to it.
I
won't anticipate it as hard as or as heavily as I would have Christian Bale. But I will be excited to see Batman and Tom Hardy.
Thank you for just burping like that right in the middle of a sentence.
Sorry, guys.
We're keeping it classy here.
We're drinking this Leinenkugel.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I don't know how I feel about it. I buy him as, like I said, I buy him as Bruce Wayne. I do not buy him as Batman. And that is what makes me nervous.
We'll see how it goes.
And I have, and here's my other concern. I have limited faith in Zack Snyder.
Who's that?
The director.
Okay.
Who, I think he directed 300.
I don't like that shit.
Neither do I. And then he also directed Sucker Punch before this.
I never heard of that.
And it did not go super well. I think maybe he maybe did Watchmen, but I'm not 100% positive
that
about
cool
that
one.
Either. But just I feel like his his pedigree as a director has been up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, I really enjoyed Man of Steel this summer. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
But I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
We're anticipating.
Yes.
Well, hopefully this podcast, hopefully Brewer and I don't get bored anytime soon, and we'll be back after we see Batman.
Yeah.
And the new
maybe.
Batman, and we'll talk about it.
We'll see. So, I mean, my life is going somewhere, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure about yours. But anyway, all right. Well, I think that's the end.
Yeah. Successful first podcast, I guess.
We'll find out.
The best we could do. I mean, shit. It took one take. We didn't stop. So good for us. I hope whoever.
Did you call me?
No. Yeah. You're going to have to use a bleeper. It's going to be editing hard. So.
I will be editing hard.
Jason. So, for those of you who may end up listening to this, we appreciate it. And we're going to be doing it with as much regularity as we can.
Hopefully, I'm hoping for weekly.
I'd like
that's
to
what
weekly.
I'm aiming for.
We're aiming for weekly, so if you enjoy it, maybe we'll set up some sort of a Twitter account or something so we can keep people informed on.
Oh my gosh! If we had followers and they could like send us questions and shit that they want us to talk about,
that would
about,
be so fantastic. Ugh. We're gonna get a Twitter, so there'll
well,
be a funny
I mean,
business. Well,
I mean, we're literally gonna have like tens of followers.
Yeah, but
hopefully.
Yeah, at least 10.
At least 10.
We're aiming high at 10.
Like, tens. So, like, maybe up to, maybe over 20
mm-hmm.
is what I'm hoping
we've
for.
We've got friends. We've got that many friends.
Yeah, we've got, yeah, we have something.
I'll go to college. Set it up.
Anyway, college.
Guys, this has been Funny
anyway,
Business.
Yeah, thank you for, Funny Business, a serious podcast.
A serious podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll get back at you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you later.